Hi everyone, hello people of the world, hello Stop 5G activists, wherever you are. This is a short message just to let you know that last week, beginning of May, a lawsuit was filed against the government of Israel in order to stop 5G deployment all over Israel. It was done not just for 5G, but also for smart cities and IoT, Internet of Things. Here is a summary, a short summary of what was filed. In the Supreme Court of Jerusalem, sitting as the High Court of Justice, petitioner Shai Danon, which is myself, by attorney Eric Ginsburg from Tel Aviv, the respondents, the Attorney General, Mr. Avichai Mandelblit, the Ministry of Communication and or the Minister of Communication, Minister of Health, Minister of Environment, Head of Privacy Protection Authority, the Prime Minister, Minister of Housing Construction, by the State Attorney Office, the High Court Department, Ministry of Justice, etc., etc. And the lawsuit was for a conditional order. The Honorable Court is requested to issue a conditional order addressed to the respondent, directing them to give a detailed reason below and after giving their answers and to make it a final order. Why not set a safety standard against radiation that also takes into account damage from biological effects and not only from heating effects that reach values of 1 microwatt per square meter, thousands of the standard that exists today. Why not install concrete regulations for the precautionary principle that allow for an applied and precise mechanism by which decisions will be made? Why not conduct a reliable and independent scientific study open to the public that is completely separate from industry factors and that it will be found with certainty that it will not cause health damage and environmental impacts as a result of placing fifth generation smart cities IoT technology? Why not set up a committee to conduct in-depth and independent research on the health implications of cellular and wireless radiation? The above study should also include experiments from abroad. Its members must include experienced researchers in the field of bioelectricity and epidemiology and representatives from the public and industry will have no influence over the committee, either directly or indirectly, on the supervision and or appointment of one member or another. To give a reason why it will not be, while it will not only be possible after receiving all the relevant data and arranging them, that it will be possible to move forward with a fifth generation smart cities IoT technology project. So, this was a short message to let you know that a lawsuit was filed last week, beginning of May, to the High Court of Israel by me through a lawyer in order to stop the deployment of 5G smart cities Internet of Things, which already obviously started in Israel since a few years now. We challenged the standard of radiation in Israel, which is obviously rely on the standard of radiation of the WHO, which rely obviously on the standard of radiation of ICNIRP, which is false and has nothing to do with our health. The lawsuit also challenges the method in which this standard was approved by the Israeli government or specialists, as well as you just heard, to have a committee to check all these matters and independent research, etc., etc. I do hope that this step will help, even in some way, to the Israeli public, which has no clue what's going on. Another thing that I would like to add is that the High Court has received this law, this lawsuit, accepted it, and ordered the recipient or the recipients, all the offices I read before, to give an answer within 60 days, meaning until the 4th of July, funny enough, the 4th of July this year, i.e. in less than 60 days, the various offices of the government should give an answer to this lawsuit. I do hope that we will succeed. For any of you out there around the world who would like to interview me on the matter, you are most welcome. I prefer very short interviews nowadays regarding this matter. Thank you very much. May God help us all. Thank you and all the best.